Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Dalet. We are up to Sif Gimel, the second to last line on page 452. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Mavui Akum. So we had this case, it's the picture number 10 over here, where the Mavui is bent. So a Mavui Akum Kimin Dalas. It's shaped like a Dalet. So Dino Ki'ilu Hayom Mufulush Ba'ak Mimus. We view it as if it's mefulish, that it goes straight on both ends to Rishus HaRabim, the place where it bends. V'tzorach tzuras pesach ba'ak mimuso, and you need to make, like in the picture, a tzuras ha-pesach by the turn, u'bishnei roshav l'kol echa lech yakora. And then on both ends that are facing the Rishus HaRabim, you have to put a lech yakora. So you have a mavui that makes a right turn, so in the middle you put a tzuras ha-pesach, and that breaks them up into two separate mavuis, and then at the end of each one you can put a lechi or a kora. Or the opposite, Tzuras HaPesach B'chol Echad Mishnei Roshav, or you could put a Tzuras HaPesach by both ends that open to Rosh Hashanah, V'lechi HaKora Ba'ak Mimus, and then you could put a Lechi HaKora, the place where it turns. V'im Osui Kimin Ches, and if it's not like a Dalet, but rather it's like a Ches, and this is picture number 14, across from page Reish Chav Zayim, so Tzarech Tzuras Pesach B'shnei Ak Mimusav, then you'll need a Tzuras HaPesach on each one of the corners of where it turns, like in the picture, V'lechi HaKora B'shnei Roshav, and you'll need either a Lechi HaKora by the two ends of the Mavui that are facing the Rosh Hashanah. So very straightforward case, a Mavui that bends. We view it as if it's two separate Mavui Mufulish. You fix up one end with the Tzuras HaPesach, the other end with the Lechi HaKora, whether it's like a Dalet or like a Ches. If it's like a Ches, you fix it up on both corners, and you make it into a situation where you have really three Mavuis that are considered Mufulish and have to be fixed up. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, Okum Kemin Dalas, V'hoya Pasuach Mishnei Roshav L'Rosh Hashanah Mula Karmelis. And the Mavui was open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah Mula Karmelis. Sif Katan Yud. So we view each one ki'ilu hayom mefulosh, acharei sh'ovrim mitzad zeh letzad zeh l'sharabim. Since you go through Mavui A to get through Mavui B to get to Rosh Hashanah, we view each one as if it's mefulosh to Rosh Hashanah on both ends. Sivkotan yud aleph, we said you place a tzuras ha-pesach by the akmimuso, the hapilosh shu mefulosh l'chaveiro, this that it is open and straight in, it's mefulosh into its friend, dome ki'ilu mefulosh l'Rosh Hashanah. We view it as if it is opening straight into Rosh Hashanah ulekarmelis, osomakom, v'alkein, and therefore, tzarech laso shom ba'akmimus tzuras ha-pesach u'k'temesayim. We basically view each mavui again as if it's mefulosh on both ends to Rosh Hashanah, even though really on one end it opens to another mavui, but since it is a bad mavui, that's how we view it, and you have to fix up both sides, one with the Tzuras HaPesach and the other with the Lechi HaKoros. If Katan Yud Beis, the second option was the Tzuras HaPesach on both ends and the Lechi HaKoros in the middle by the bend. The Ein Lahakshos, and do not ask, my Griya Zeh, why is this case worse? Me'ilu Haya Mefulosh Mishnei Tzadah Biyosher. Why is this worse than if it would be a straight Mavui? Here it's bent, but let's say it would be straightened out, one straight Mavui. Dohayadai B'Tzuras HaPesach Mitzad Echad. Then it would have been good enough to put one Tzuras HaPesach by one end of Rosh Hashanah. V'lech Yokora Be'Kotze Hasheni. So if it was a very long Mavui, you would put a Tzuras HaPesach on one end, a Lech Yokora on the other end. So why, now that it's bent, it's really one mavui, why do we need an additional fixing in the place where it takes the bend? D'yesh lomar, d'kevan d'apilu sh'be'emtza nira mishnei atzadim. Since the place where it bends in the middle is visible from both sides, tzarech l'sasmo, you have to close it up, sh'lo ye'ra'el lo mitzadzev lo mitzadzev. Because if you can make the tikkun only on the two ends, so the people in Mavui A are not going to see the tikkun by the Rosh Hashanah and by Mavui B. And the people in Mavui B are not going to see the tikkun that you made by the Rosh Hashanah that's opening to the Tzuras HaPesach to the Mavui on A. Therefore, you have to do some kind of fixing in the middle as well. V'hinei b'mavua shalanu, our Mavuis, sh'yesh lehem din chatzeros, as we've been discussing, have a din of chatzeros, k'mavua le'el b'simen shin samach gimel simchavav, al-kein das kam achorim, therefore various achorim are of the opinion, the af imheim akumos, even if they are bent, Umufuloshos mishnei tzadehem l'shtarabim. They open on both ends of l'shtarabim. Einon tzrichin shum tikun ba'akmimus. They do not need any fixing in the middle. They can just be fixed up on the two ends. Midin chatzer, not midin mavui. We can rely on this to go lenient. We said if it is bent in the form of a ches, where there are two bends, you have to fix up both corners. But the Mechaber only brought one eitz over there, and that is, you put a tzuras ha-pesach by both bends, and by the two ends of Rishtarab, you put a lech yakora. Says the Mishabura, the chashvinon lekol akmimus ke'iluhu mefulish. We view each bend as if it's mefulish to Rishtarabim. Acharei shabom over mitzad zel tzadel Rishtarabim. Since through that side, they get out from one mavui to another mavui to Rishtarabim. V'hu adin shiyochol aso shnei tzuras ha-pesach b'shnei roshav. The same thing is true over here. You can put the tzuras ha-pesach instead of in the middle by the bends, by the two ends of Rishtarabim. U'shnei l'chayim b'shnei akmimus. And then you can put the two lechis by the two bends. Says the Mechaber, Siv Dalet, really a hemshech from Siv Gimel. Mavuos hapsuchim elu le'elu. So we went from a case of a dalet to a ches, and now we're going to a place that has just mavuis that are interconnected. The first one starts by Rishis Rabbim, the last one ends, but there are a lot of bends. It's going to say that we view each mavui as a mavui and befulish. It has to be fixed up with two sides like we've been discussing. So says the Shulchan Aruch, mavuos hapsuchos elu le'elu. Mavuis that open up to each other. Ve'ein ha'ikum shel echad mehem not to Rosh Rabbim. And neither end of this mavui is open to Rosh Rabbim. Be'kevan she'psichas ha'mavui achisun Rosh Rabbim. Since the opening of the last mavui is to Rosh Rabbim, harei osa mavui she'pasuach elov. So the mavui that's open to it, ba'ak mimuso, and it bends towards it, chashiv ke'pasuach Rosh Rabbim. That one that opens to the one that opens to Rosh Rabbim is also considered open to Rosh Rabbim. V'chein mavui ha'pasuach la'osa mavui. And everyone, they connect to each other. Each one is viewed as a mavui mefulash or a shirab on both ends, and has to be fixed up with two tikkunim. Says the Mishabura Sef Katan Yudalad. Rotsalomar means to say, Af didin mavui akum. Even though the din of a mavui akum, hu bishnei mavuos. It's specifically by two mavuis, Sharasheyem psuchos or shirabim dafka, where both ends open to Rosh Rabbim specifically. V'kanye sharbe mavuos ketanim. And here you have many small mavuis. Shenichnasos elu be'elu. That these enter into those. Ve'elu be'elu. And those into others. Ve'ein behem pilosh Rosh Rabbim. And many of the mavuis in the middle have no end that opens to Rosh Rabbim. Afilu hachi. Still. Kevan sheketzei mavui ha'achro basil Rosh Rabbim. Since the edge of the last mavui opens to Rosh Rabbim. V'chein tchilas mavui rishon. And so to the beginning of the first mavui is open to Rosh Rabbim. Chashuvos kulam kumefulashim. They're all viewed as mefulashim. V'tzorich tikun b'chol akmumis shalkol echad mehem. So really, Siv Dalet, again, is just extending Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel said one bend and two bends when it's a ches, and here's just extending it to have many bends, many different mavuis, since the beginning is by Rosh Rabbim, the end is by Rosh Rabbim, all the interconnecting mavuis have to be fixed up on both sides. Now we go to one more case of hey. So mavui ha'osui kenadol, a mavui that's made like a centipede, which is an animal that has a lot of legs on the sides, and the legs are not right across from each other. So they're not, there are a lot of legs on both sides, not across from each other, as we will see. Dahainu, mavui godol, one large mavui, shaharbe mavuos ketanim psuchim lo. Many small mavuis open up from that large mavui. V'roshei hashniyim psuchim mishrabim. So there's one large mavui in the middle, and there are small mavuis going out on both sides, and the other end of both sides of the small mavuis end in Rishis Harabim. Afilu ein pischei haketanim shemikan umikan b'chuvanim zeh k'neged zeh. Even if the openings, like again we said the nadal is, the openings of the small mavuis on the two sides are not across from each other, We make for every single small mavui, where it interlocks with the large mavui, it's Tzurus HaPesach. Uberoshu Hasheni HaPesul Rosh HaRabim, at the other end of the small mavui, where it opens to Rosh HaRabim, you make a Lech Yakora, again, following the same exact rules that we're discussing, because if you look at each small mavui, it's really just a mavui akum, and therefore it needs a Tzurus HaPesach on one end, and a Lech Yakora on the other end. How do you fix up the large mavui? Same thing. If it goes straight through to Rosh Hashanah on both ends, if it's open on both ends, you make a Tzurus HaPesach on one side, Lech HaKora on the other side. If it's closed on one side, it's only open on one side, so it's like a regular mavui, like any other three-walled mavui, the fourth side only needs a Lech HaKora. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav, it's made like a centipede. Who sheret sheyeshel raglayim harbe? This is a type of sheretz that has many legs. Mishnei tzadav on both sides of his body. Ve'ena mechuvanim ze keneged ze. And the legs do not correspond, they're not in the same place as each other. Keinu mavui ze. So too is this case of the mavui. Shepsuchin lo mavuos ketanim harbe mishnei tzadav. There are many mavuis that open up to it that are smaller on both sides. Ze shelo keneged ze. But they're all not across from each other. So if you take each one into the mavui gadol, you hit a wall on the other side of the mavui. They don't go into each other. Sivkotan tezayin v'roshi ashniyim tzarchloma v'roshim ashniyah. It means to say that the second side of each mavui, v'hainu, shekol echad v'echad me'amavuos haketanos. Every one of these small mavuis, shirosho echad pasuach l'mavui gadol, where one end opens into the mavui gadol, rosho ashniyah pasuach l'rish zarabim. The other end opens to rish zarabim, v'wadin l'karmelos, the same thing would be if it opened to a karmelis. If katan yozayim, afilu ein. So here the Mishabu makes a diak in the Mechaber. He says, even if the two mavuis are not across from each other, says the Mishabu, Miloshan of Mechaber Mashma, is clearly Mashma from the Mechaber, digam mechuvonim apsochim. That also when the two mavuis are across from each other, gam b'mechuvanim hapsachim shel mavuos haketano ze keneged ze. Even when they are corresponding and they're right across from each other, gam kein tzarech tikun b'mokum psichos in the mavui gadol. You still need to make a tikun where each one opens up into the mavui gadol. We don't just view it as one long skinny mavui that goes all the way to the two sides, because the Mechaber says that even if they're not corresponding to each other, you do this. Mashma, of course, if it's open to each other, you do it. But even if they're not open to each other, you also do it. Says the Mishabura, Ve'ein l'chashvan k'mavui echad aruch mefulish b'yosher. We don't view the small mavui on the right side and the small mavui on the left side, even though they're across from each other, as one long mavui. Dehom mikom akom kol echad k'mavui akom hu im agadol. Rather, we view each small mavui as if it is a mavui akum. So, says the Mishabura Chiddush, the Mechaber said that if they're not across from each other, it's also considered a mavui akum. Sounds like, of course, the case where they are across from each other, but that's a Chiddush. If they're across from each other, it's a mavui akum. You may have thought that we view it as one long mavui that you could just fix up on the two ends and you don't need anything in the middle. The Chiddush here is, even if they're across from each other, and you go from one straight through to the other one, we still view each small mavui as a mavui akum that needs a tikkun by the mavui gadol and another tikkun by the Rosh HaRabim. Sivkotan yudches, osel l'kol echad, you make for each one a tikkun. Hainu, b'chol mavuos aktano shemitzad zeh. All the small mavuis on one side, v'chein mitzad hasheni, and so on the second side. V'hu adinim leka mavuos ketanos ele mitzad echad shel mavui agadol. The same thing would be true if you only had mavuis coming out of one side of the mavui gadol, you would have the same din. Gam kein tzarech tikun zeh, because each one again is a mavui akum into the mavui gadol, so you need a tikun by the mavui gadol and one tikun by the Rosh HaRabim. So cut a new test, but the mavui gadol itself, so that rather, this is going back on Osel Kol Echad B'Mkom Sichasel Mavui Gadol Tzurus HaPesach. You would make by each small mavui where it opens into the large mavui at Tzurus HaPesach. Ozil Tamei. Here the Mechaber is going with Shitaso. Shepasak l'elwe paskin above the mavui akum tzarach tikum v'makom akmi muso. This, in fact, is the machlokas we've shown him. But the Mechaber paskin that mavui akum needs a tikum tzarach pasach in the middle where it bends. So here he's going with Shitaso that it needs a tzarach pasach where it bends. V'hacha kol achas mehamavuos haketanos bichlam mavui akum hu. In this case, once again, we're pointing out that every one of the small mavuis that open up into the large one are considered a din of a mavui akum. Nichnas mimenu l'mavui ha'gadol, because from the small mavui you enter into the large mavui, u'mimenu yotzei l'shasarabim, and from there you go to the shasarabim. So really, Sev Gimel, Sev Dalet, Sev Hey are really all the same idea. Anytime you have any kind of mavui akum, whether it's just two attached or ten attached to each other, you fix up both sides. The Eretz Chiddush over here is even when it's the kanadol and they go across from each other. Not only when they're not across from each other, even when they are across from each other, even there you need a tikkun in the middle, with by the Mavu Gadol and by the end by the Sarabim. That concludes Simin Shin Samach Dalet and Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow we will begin Simin Shin Samach Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.